Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass. This 3-CD box set will teach you everything you want to know about playing blues harp. Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass is available on the Internet at www.harpmaster.com or on their toll-free number at 1-877-MR-BLUES. Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass.
I made up my mind. I've just got to let you go. I made up my mind. I've just got to let you go. Yes, I love you, pretty baby, but I can't stand to be misused no more. My mama done told me, son, don't be a fool all your days. My mama done told me, son, don't be a fool all your life. That's why I'm gonna find me a good woman, some little girl that's gonna treat me right. That's why I'm going to see my lawyer. Yes, I'm going to set you free. Yes, I'm going to see my lawyer. Yes, I'm going to set you free. And I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you don't be treated like you treated poor me. Lord, have mercy. Fate have played a trick on me. Lord, have mercy. Fate have played a trick on me. And I wish you all the luck in the world. That's why I'm going to set you free.
Hey, there's Roy Gaines in the very first recording under his own name from the year 1955. It's called I'm Setting You Free. Roy was just here in the Chicago Blues Festival about a month or so back. Roy Gaines to get us started on this hour of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm Steve Cushing. We've got all sorts of great stuff for you this hour. We hope that you'll manage to stay awake with us. Hey, here's somebody new to the collection. These are vintage recordings, both of these from the year 1950. The woman's name is Lil Greenwood.
Don't know what to do. I'm going crazy, baby. Say you want me.
just a dime, but those things just won't do. All I want, baby, is you. I'm going crazy, baby, trying to change your mind. I'm going crazy, baby,
all the time.
Jackson. Do you think that I should change? Or should I just stay the same? Won't you tell me what to do? Or would you rather see me blue? Now do you think that it's unfair? Or is it just that you don't care? Why do you do the thing that's wrong? Or is your heart made of stone? Do you believe me, baby, that I've been true? Or do you think I've been cheating, doing like you? Now won't you tell me? Or should I go on being a fool? Or should I drown in my own tears? And if you tell me so, I will the fever forever last? Or will it all be in the past? Should I drown in my own tears? And if you tell me so, I will my fever forever last? Or will it all be in the past? Thank you.
There's guitarist Jimmy Nolan taking a page out of the Pee Wee Creighton book, After Hours, from the year 1959, to round out the set. We started out with Lil Greenwood. This is a CD on the Ace label. It's been reissued out of England. Things that were originally on both, I believe, Modern and Federal. We had two sides for the Modern label from 1950, I'm Going Crazy, and then Along About Midnight, Roy Milton and the band accompanying. We had Gatemouth Brown for three sides, She Walks Right In from 1951, I Live My Life from 1949, and Dirty Work at the Crossroads from the year 1953, all three of them on the Peacock label. Pardon me. Then we had the Kings of Rhythm, Ike Turner and his band, with Clayton Love on the vocals, from April 1957, The Big Question, and that brought us around to Jimmy Nolan. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the All About the Blues series, Blues in the Schools program, with Electrofy recording artist Fruitland Jackson. The purpose of Blues in the Schools program is to create a deeper appreciation and greater awareness of blues music, one of America's great gifts to world culture. The All About the Blues series reaches some 50,000 students and adults in the U.S. and Canada. Fruitland Jackson is an author, lecturer, and plays traditional and contemporary acoustic blues to audiences around the world. His current release, I Claim Nothing But the Blues, is available at fine music stores everywhere. More information is available at 773-400-6341 or at his website at www.fruitland.com. That's Fruitland, F-R-U-T-E-L-A-N-D, at www.fruitland.com.
And we're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's go back to 1941. Here's Big Maceo.
People, what you think of me? I feel better when I leave your town. But some sweet day, you're gonna be sorry that you throw me down. I got my suitcase already packed, and my trunk is on the road. Don't worry, baby, you won't see my smiling face no more. So evil, you got me running from door to door. But some sweet day, you're gonna be sorry, babe, that you let me go. Now get together, boy. And I don't know just what to do. Some sweet day, your luck will change. Baby, you will be blue too.
Love, 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 love Come on, take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be. Come on, take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. The same
ball playing Memphis, Tennessee. Early one morning, just about 3:30, you done something that's really worrying me. Come on, take a little walk with me. Same old place where we long to be. Let's take a walk out on the old avenue. I've got something for you to do. Come on, take a little walk with me. Same old place where we long to be. Well, all right, well, all right. Walk so slow until every time you see me, you'll wanna walk some more. Come on, take a little walk with me. To the same old place where we long to be.
There's Robert Jr. Lockwood, accompanied by Otis Spann. Those recorded for the Candid Barnaby label back in August of 1960. Take a little walk with me, and Robert did that maybe half a dozen times in the course of his career so far, and he's not through yet. Great rendition, too. Spann on piano, Robert Jr. guitar and vocal. Otis Spann before that with an instrumental called This Is the Blues from those same sessions, again, August of 1960. And then we went back to the vintage recordings. Let's see, we started the set with two by Big Maceo. First, from December of 1941. I think this was his second session. We had Tough Luck Blues, Maceo piano and vocal, Tampa Red guitar, and Alfred Elkins on the bass. Then we listened to Big Maceo, July 1942, Some Sweet Day. Again, Maceo piano and vocal, Tampa Red guitar, and Snag Jones on the drums. We listened to a pair of sides that featured Johnny Young, the first one under his own name for the Testament label, 1964, Whoop It Up, with Big Walter Horton on harmonica. I would guess Johnny's brother, Jimmy Young, on piano and Johnny on guitar and vocal. Then we listened to a record under Johnny Williams' name, a classic from 1947, The Worried Man Blues, Johnny guitar and vocal and Johnny Young on the mandolin. And we follow that up with a classic by Otham Brown, Oronel Blues. This is the take number 2 from the year 1947. This is the classic recording. Guy made two records and then disappeared forever. They're significant because, one, it was the earlier version of a tune called That's All Right, which Jimmy Rogers later scored a hit with. And it also is among the earliest recordings with Little Walter on harmonica. And that was in Walter's early style when he was just sort of a country boy. Big Maceo, Johnny Young, Johnny Williams, Otham Brown, Otis Spann, and Robert Jr. Lockwood, and it all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cascade Media, specializing in professional audio, digital recording equipment, and all types of blank recording media, including CDRs, DAT tapes, and mini discs. Their toll-free number is 888-336-4643. Or on the web at www.cascademedia.net. That's Cascade Media for all your digital recording needs.
All right, we've got more blues for you. Here's some things off the Fortune label out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. the world. I just got back. My mind's been running on a one-way track. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Believe I'll settle down. Well, the women in Paris are fine and petite, but not like the women on 47th Street. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Believe I'll settle down. I've been from town to town. I've been from state to state, trying to find a woman who would be my mate. Stopped in Chicago, and now I'm well pleased. I found a good loving woman who could satisfy my need. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Going back to Chicago. Believe I'll settle down.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there's Earl Hooker and Tanya from July 1962. Big Moose Walker on the organ and Earl Hooker on the slide guitar. I looked for the composer's credit on that, and I bet you didn't know that Earl Hooker wrote that. Of course, Joe Liggins had borrowed it about 10 years earlier with the original version, by the way. Before that, we had a couple of sides on the Fortune label. First, Chet Oliver, and Going Back to Chicago from 1956, and then an artist by the name of James Walker. I wasn't able to find any listing for him, with Miss Jessie James. Going Back to Chicago, Chet Oliver, James Walker, and Earl Hooker, here on Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass. This 3-CD box set will teach you everything you want to know about playing blues harp. Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass is available on the Internet at www.harpmaster.com or on their toll-free number at 1-877-MR-BLUES. Jerry Portnoy's Blues Harmonica Masterclass.
It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We'd like to say hi to the folks who are listening on WUAL in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Thank you for tuning to the program. Notice how we never take any weeks off. We're here each and every week with another stack of records. We've got just a taste of this one to take us out. It's Big Jack Johnson and his extended version of Catfish.
Out of me, Lord, fishing out of Big Jack.